Jesus has just told a crowd that he was the bread of life that had come down from heaven. The crowd then tried to reconcile in their minds with cognitive ability how Jesus could say that he came down from heaven. They were standing around while Jesus was talking and they were saying to one another, "Came from heaven? What a joke. We know his mom and dad. How could he ever say that he came from heaven?" In other words, by their logical senses alone, they could not put it together that Jesus was the Messiah, the anointed one of God who had come from the Father. And no amount of mental gymnastics was going to lead them to feast on the bread of life. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Now, let me explain before I get misunderstood. I'm not saying that the Christian faith is illogical. What I am saying is that pursuing Christ is not primarily or solely a logical endeavor. In other words, faith in Christ is not a result of the scientific method. There are plenty of people who understand the ins and outs of the Christian faith and would admit that it is logical, yet they remain unmoved and unsaved. Here's what we learn. In order for someone to figure out this salvation thing, they have to be divinely enlightened. They have to be drawn by the Father. Notice that word, unless, in verse 44. Laboring for the bread of life means that we've been drawn by the Father, not our own flesh. Notice verse 63, in response to some supposed disciples grumbling, trying to figure out what Jesus said. It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. Now, this drawing does not happen like a savage beast clubbing someone. There are no reluctant converts whom God has to drag by their hair, kicking and screaming. No, God draws us in, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, but most assuredly, God removes the blinders from our eyes so that we see Christ as Savior and King. He teaches us, enlightens us, illuminates our minds, and all of this is said, once again, so that our arrogance would be cut down. And we should love this word because God's power cuts down our pride and at the same time draws us to Christ. Isn't this the kindness of the Father? He calls us, cleanses us, and secures us in Christ. And we live this truth out by walking in humility and gratefulness, knowing that it was not because of our brilliance that God chose us to be with Christ, but because of His grace. One song says it this way, "I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way. The sin that promised joy and life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will, and if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. Hallelujah, all I have is Christ." Today when you pray, please pray for Buddy Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Ecuador. And also remember the Dongme LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Ghana and West Africa.